Spirit Radio Podcasts.
How are you feeling about the run up to Christmas? I think at this time of year, a lot of us, for different reasons, maybe it's conscious, maybe it's subconscious, you feel pressure from everything that's going on, whether it's buying presents, what you're going to wear at the Christmas party, the certain way somebody hosts a Christmas gathering and how you're going to do it, or just even just the pressure of having to go to so many things and the stresses that can bring. You know, for some people it could be socializing can actually bring on a lot of anxiety, and for others it can be just not being able to stop themselves from overdoing it on food or drink and then kind of feeling the impact of that. So we're going to be talking about that today, and we've got great advice for you, and it's great to have with us in studio psychotherapist Emily Inacio. Emily, it's great to have you with us in studio today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. Yeah, delighted to be here.
Okay, so there's people listening at the moment and they're looking at the calendar for the next few weeks and they're thinking, okay, I have this part and I have that party, and all of a sudden the floodgates of friends I haven't seen for 11 months are saying, let's meet up, let's do this, and you can just get a bit overwhelmed, but you feel like you have to say yes to everything, do you?
Well, that's it. That's always my first question, is do you really need to go to these events? I mean, I know some certain family events you are going to feel obliged, but you don't need to say yes to absolutely everything. I think it's important to sort of know your own boundaries, know your limitations, know, you know, your triggers, what's going to make you really, really anxious, and, you know, reflect on who are you really trying to please here, you know?
And then do you need to almost, you kind of have to cherry pick sometimes if there is a lot of pressure on you to go to social things and say, well, actually, I do really want to meet that person and make an effort. But there can be other pressures. There can be financial pressures going, well, I can't exactly have 10 dinners in the next 3 weeks along with everything else. Do you think, do people have the confidence to set those boundaries as well, of saying, actually, can we just go for a drink, or can we just go for a coffee, or can we go for a walk, or whatever it is? Because ultimately, we're trying to spend time with people.
Well, that's it. And I think the magic of Christmas is not about necessarily going to parties and buying presence. It's about, you know, that quality of time and who you're spending it with. So that can be done in so many other unique ways. It doesn't have to be going out for drinks and having very expensive dinners. It could be going for a walk, going by the sea together, you know, picking up a takeaway coffee. It could be staying at home together and baking, cookies or mince pies. But, you know, there's ways to be festive without spending an enormous amount of money.
What about, let's say, for a lot of people, and they're coming back in the calendars now in a post-COVID world, the office Christmas party, that you do kind of feel, yeah, I have to go to this, but you don't want to talk yourself into being negative either, where obviously if in advance of it you're thinking, oh, it's going to be terrible and it's going to end the last time I hate it, or I don't want to end up corner talking to this person. But can we kind of talk ourselves, if we can talk ourselves into being negative, can we talk ourselves out of it and just have a positive outlook?
Absolutely. I think there's actually a lot of evidence around sort of that brain plasticity and, you know, training our brain and having positive affirmations. They really do have a lot of evidence behind them. So absolutely. It sounds kind of, you know, you're being dismissive, almost saying, just don't worry, be happy. But actually, if you say those things to yourself out loud and have positive affirmations about, you know, how you look and how you feel and, you know, your sort of how you think the party might go and who you might speak to. I also think another element of these things is being somewhat prepared. So if you are anxious about a social situation, have someone who you trust to go with you. Have someone you feel really comfortable with to go with you, or figure out who's going to be at that party and sort of hone in on those people that you feel most comfortable with and that aren't going to sort of raise that anxiety for you.
And that's probably important as well, because for some people I know, when there is those kind of anxious social situations, we might have a tendency to drink too much, and then that kind of adds fuel to the fire, right?
Absolutely. That's always something I say. I know it's really difficult. Everyone wants to have a good time. Everyone wants to have a couple of drinks. But if you know you're entering into a situation that may cause you anxiety, it is really important to be sort of at your peak performance, at your best. And so, yeah, limiting alcohol intake, I think, is really important. And then things like, you know, getting a break, going outside, getting a bit of fresh air. You are not obliged to stay till the bitter end of every party. You know, you don't have to be the person still there at 3 a.m. You can go for 2 hours and leave at a reasonable time. You know,
what about just preparing for the kind of social interactions? I think you can be conscious of different things. Like for some people, it might be they're very conscious about their body image or what they're wearing, or even just your body language, or somebody that maybe you end up you're having some small talk with, and yet you find those moments difficult. I mean, should we be preparing? I mean, conversation starters, or how do you manage that social anxiety?
I 100%, you're right. I think there's nothing wrong if you know. I think this is about knowing yourself and knowing your limitations and knowing your boundaries. And if you know there's a point where, oh my gosh, when I speak to this person, what am I going to say? Well, prepare, you know, think about who's going. Maybe prepare some basic questions and have them in your head. And you may not need to use them at all, but it's just good to have that, you know, preparation there in your mind.
Or even that, do you think it's useful to have that kind of one-liner on if sometimes at these occasions, you know, hot topics come up. I know for me, you know, where I have my hobbies, I don't want to be talking about politics or things you know, it's just a time for relaxation that you're just kind of like, oh, that's off the table tonight, let's keep it light. I mean, should we make sure that we do that at these occasions?
I think so. I think some people thrive. People who are extroverted naturally will thrive in these situations. They're going to thrive when, you know, a hot topic comes up. They'll all have opinions. And for them, it's like second nature. They don't even think about it. But there are always going to be a group of people who are going to be slightly more introverted. And for those, these topics can be really anxiety producing. And they're worried they're going to say the wrong thing. So just steer clear of those conversations. It's okay to maybe just be silent sometimes on these things. You don't have to have an opinion, and it's okay to segue into another conversation.
Or sometimes you just have to smile, take a deep breath and walk away for a few minutes.
Absolutely.
And come back in at a better time. Of course, I'm really conscious that every time, Emily, we're talking about Christmas and this time of year, you know, for a lot of people, because everything is love and happiness and joy and obviously the hope contained within the Christmas story itself. But you know what? For a lot of people, it's a really difficult time. You know, somebody could be grieving loneliness, you know, isolation. Yeah. There was, from the Healthy Ireland report that was published this week, one of the statistics was 4% of people said they felt lonely all of the time. So even though 4% seems small, well, it's actually not, because they're not just saying sometimes.
Yeah.
All of the time, you know. So there's so many issues that people might be struggling with this time of year that we have to be conscious of.
Yeah, and I think Christmas is particularly quite a triggering time for people, because they're witnessing people who are celebrating with their friends, and maybe they've lost a loved one or a family member, or their life, you know, when you go to these parties, the first question is, oh, so what are you doing right now? And if you don't feel like your life is where you want it to be, that can be a really like difficult situation to be in. And then of course, just loneliness, you know, people don't necessarily have a huge network of family and friends, or they could be living in a very isolated place. So I think if you do know someone in that situation, do reach out. It's amazing how just one text can be transformative to someone and make such a huge difference. And I think as well, if you are that person, if you are struggling with loneliness, don't be afraid to speak to someone, whether it's a neighbor or, you know, an old friend you haven't spoke to in a while. And, you know, think about doing things that aren't necessarily related to the festive period. Like we were mentioning earlier about going for walks by the sea, or, you know, doing some baking together, or doing some activity that doesn't have to involve a lot of money.
Well, we've gotten some great advice off you today. For people who are listening, Emily, how could they connect up with you? I know you do in-person, but you also can connect up with people on Zoom as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It's amazing. I think online therapy is a really lovely way for people who are struggling to sort of commute and find ways to connect. So, yeah, I absolutely recommend people thinking about online therapy.
Yeah, I can attest that it's so, so helpful. And especially for everyone who's busy, especially at this time of year, just it's much easier to be able to steal away into a room with your computer than needing hours out to travel, as you say.
Absolutely.
You've given us great advice today. If you've just joined me, I've been chatting to psychotherapist Emily Inacio, and it's been great to have you with us on Spirit Radio.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.